Welcome to the Sunday 15 edition of the His Show podcast. Wherever you are today, whatever level of ball you're playing, this is a time to just tune in, get a message from God's Word, and get your Sunday started right. This is Lincoln Lawing, and I'm sitting beside my main man, Austin Robinson, who's going to lead the way today, dig into some devotion. I will chime in when asked upon. So, Austin, carry on, my friend.
Yeah, so today we're going to focus on identity and what that looks like, whether you're an athlete, former athlete, or just a regular Joe out there. And we're going to talk about what it is that you're pursuing as it relates to identity. And the verse we're going to go out of today is Ephesians 2:10, and it reads, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." And the first question I'm going to start out with is for you, Lincoln, and for the people listening, how important is it for others to know that you're a follower of Christ?
Well, I think it's very important depending on the context of the relationship, but I think it's important for people to know because I want what I proclaim and what I say is going on inside of me to match up with my words and my actions. I think one of the biggest things that hinders people from coming into relationship with Christ is hypocritical behavior. Now, that's not an excuse, but that could be a reason. So I think that once I proclaim and people know that I'm a follower of Jesus, I want the way that I act, the way that I talk, and what I do to match up with that. Now, I also believe that I want people to know or understand there may be something different about me, not just by me telling them, but as we've talked about on this podcast before, when Mark met Steve and Drew when they were in the clubhouse, he said, "There's something different about this guy, the way he acts, the way he carries himself." So I think it's very important for not just to say it, but for people to know by the way you carry yourself, act, and do your job that you are a follower of Jesus and there's something different about you.
Yeah, that's such a hard thing to do as people because, number one, we're all sinners. And, you know, we're all going to screw up every day. We all always make a fool of ourselves in different situations throughout our life, but like you said, it's so important for people to know truly who we are in situations, how we react to them, the words that come out of our mouth, our actions, and all that good stuff. And it's crucial to do that because, like you said, there's a lot of people out there that claim to be followers of Christ, but they're out there doing the complete opposite in their actions, their words, and they're doing it in their everyday life. Next thing, you know, whatever is most important to us at the moment is usually the part of our identity that we focus the majority of our energy on. So whatever it is we're doing in life, whether you're playing baseball right now, a lot of you, that's your main focus. And sometimes that becomes our identity or the job that you're working. Whatever it is that we're doing at this moment in our lives tends to be our identity for the most part as humans. But that's why it's so important for us to, no matter what it is that we're doing, to try to keep that focus on Christ and who He is. Because at the end of the day, He's the one that blesses us with these opportunities to play baseball, that blesses us with the opportunity to have the job that we have and so forth. But as human nature, it happens for us as people that we focus on what we're doing at the moment. And that's okay because we're supposed to focus on those things. But in those things that we do, the actions that we show, the words that we speak throughout our job and baseball is supposed to reflect Christ. And, you know, as an athlete, that often means that, you know, playing baseball, for example, we're always talking about the sport we play, the team that we play on, the results of our last game, our personal stats, and so on. So it just becomes part of our life at that chapter in our life. And while certain identity traits will remain the same over time, many of them, such as what we do and where we live, will change. So if you're listening and you play baseball, you're only going to play baseball for a certain part of your life, all right? A lot of us start in the middle school, go to high school. Some of us get the opportunity to play college ball and play professional ball. But baseball is going to stop at some point in our lives. So when it stops, A lot of players and coaches, you know, that identity that they were a baseball coach, they were a baseball player, that ends. And then if we're not grounded in our identity with Christ, then we're searching after that because we no longer do the thing that we love, do the thing that we did for years, and we just start searching for that next best thing. And that's why it's so important to be grounded in your identity in Christ. Lincoln, have you ever struggled with that throughout your – I know you've done many different jobs throughout your life and many different things and had struggles. Is there any time in your life that you remember to where something ended and then you were searching for that new identity?
Yeah, you're right. I have done various different things in life. I think recently I finally found what I wanted to be when I grew up and been doing it. But that's part of my story is baseball was my identity growing up or for a while. I mean, nobody forced that on me. That was just kind of my identity. It's what I was, that's who I ran with. And part of that's okay, but not when it supersedes who we are in Christ. So part of the reason that I started going down a bad path in life or that I got into things that I shouldn't for a season was because baseball was who I was, not just what I did. And when that was taken from me and I got hurt and couldn't play anymore, I didn't know what to do and I didn't know who I was because I'd spent so many years trying to fit in a certain mold or make that my identity. And then Christ was kind of in the background. So when baseball was taken from me, I didn't really know where to turn. I didn't really know what to do. So I went in the wrong direction, where if I would have embraced Christ, if that would have been my identity, I would have realized that baseball is something I do. I want to do it well. I want to do it great, but it's not who I am. So, yes, I've been in that position and also other positions where I've tried to impress other people because I got sideways on my identity. And that makes me think of a verse. I just was checking Galatians 1:10. Paul says, am I now trying to win the favor and approval of men or of God? Or am I seeking to please someone? If I were still trying to be popular with men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. And what that reminds me of is there's so many times in my life I would change who I was to impress certain people because I was constantly striving for their approval. It wasn't until later in life I realized who I am in Christ, and that is my identity. And I realized, hey, who I am is already sealed. What I do, I want to do with the best of my ability, but I don't want that to be who I am. My identity is in Christ.
Yeah, Lincoln, that reminds me, you know, we in life, when it relates to material things, you know, we're always trying to buy the next best thing or something that we see that we really like, and, you know, we get that thing. And, you know, that high of and that excitement of having that item, it lasts for a couple of weeks and then it fades. And I think we can all relate to that. Because we've all bought things in life. You know, I just got a brand new pair of shoes the other day, and I loved them, and I got them, and I'm wearing them now, and, you know, that excitement of having them has kind of just faded away. It's just like having another pair of shoes, but same thing with things in life and as it relates to identity. And, you know, as athletes, our competitive life, it ends, all right, at some point. We talked about that a while ago with baseball players. You're going to play baseball for a certain part of your life, and that chapter is going to close, and you're going to have to move on to the next. There's nothing you can do about it. And the accomplishments that you had during that season of your life, those also fade. All right, the trophies, the rings, whatever it is, you know, those fade. And but don't think that those things aren't good because they are good. Those accomplishments are great. Those things that the Lord has blessed us with, those are great. But God gave us those for a reason. He gave us those to strictly glorify Him in all of those things. And in order to truly embrace your new identity in Christ, there's three things that we're going to close with that we believe that you need to do, all right, and that Christ tells us in His Word that we should be doing. And the first thing is He wants us to change our mind, all right? And what I mean by that, He wants us to learn who we are through reading His Word, all right? And we can't truly know who we are in Christ until we dig into His Word, study it, understand it, and apply it to our lives. And then the second thing is, you know, He wants us to change our hearts, all right? And once you know who you are in Christ, allow that truth to fill your heart and let the transformation process begin as you continue your walk with Christ. And then the last thing is he asks us to change our lives, all right? And as the knowledge of who you are in Christ transforms your heart, everything about your life will also begin to change. All right, your speech, your behavior, your attitude towards others, and also your attitude towards yourself will change. And those are the three main points. All right, and you know that relates to identity in Christ. We can't have an identity in Him until we change our minds, until we change our hearts, until we change our lives. And when we do that, that allows us to know that we're grounded in Christ, and He is who we strive to be, even though we're not going to be like Him. But He was the only one that was ever perfect, and we will never be perfect. But He wants us to strive every day to try to be like Him.
And you know, when you do that, I feel like your perspective shifts. As we talked about, one of the hardest things as humans is we let what's right in front of us dictate how we think, how we feel. And if it's not the way we want it, you know, we kind of drift into this disappointment and this victim mentality. But knowing who you are in Christ, having your identity in Christ, and understanding that, like Romans 8:1 says, there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, you realize, hey, my eternity is sealed. You know, I have the Spirit of God residing in me. I can be thankful. I can be content. And it's possible to be content in who you are in Christ, but not be complacent. And you can continue to work and continue to strive. And I love a verse that I look at a lot in 2 Thessalonians, where it talks about be thankful, rejoice always, pray continually. And what that does is it helps us shift from saying, hey, we always want what we don't have, but what it does is allows us to be thankful for what we do have. So I think whenever we're able to shift and have that type of mentality and a perspective, it helps out quite a bit.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, so for all of our listeners, as we close out, just understand that you know, in life, there's different chapters in your life, different things you're going to be involved with, whether that's ball, whether that's work, whether that's your marriage, whatever it is. At the end of the day, we want everything that we do in those different chapters of our life to represent Christ and to reflect Him. And, you know, Lincoln and I both know it's tough. All right, we're human, and we screw up every day. But Christ is there. His grace is there for us, and, you know, freely. And we've got to understand that, you know, our identity needs to be grounded in Christ, because that's the only thing that's going to get us through all chapters of our lives. So I appreciate it. Thanks, Lincoln. And thanks for the listeners. And we'll turn it over to Lincoln as we close out.
All right. Appreciate it, Austin. And I want to correct myself. The verse that I mentioned is in 1 Thessalonians 5. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually in every situation, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So thank you for tuning in to this Sunday 15 edition of the His Show podcast. I'm Lincoln Lawing. You've heard from Austin Robinson. We will see you next time.